All right, praise God. Let's give this another try. In this particular situation, I am trying changing the sampling rate to 48,000 hertz. There's a lot of people barking about that in the various forums out there regarding Audacity stopping at an unexpected time. So let's give that one a try. No better way to spend your lunch, right? You're working lunch. Today is a kind of lying low day. I've had a lot of stress the last couple of days, and next week is going to be unbelievable. That's when I have those back-to-back one-hour meetings and no time for a bio break for a 62-year-old. So I decided I'm not going to do keto because I can't deal with the keto flu. I can't deal with the extra bio breaks that are required. So I ordered a bunch of Progresso soup, which is on sale, and a bowl and stuff, and I have a little microwave here in my office, so I figure I'll just do that to keep my energy up. I can tell my energy is up high, burning on carbs right now because, you know, the room doesn't get cold enough for me, and it's the other way around when I'm doing the keto. All right, praise God, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. So let's go ahead and move into this particular test and see how long it lasts. Anyway, tally-ho.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
It's not normal.
It's just wrong. Wrong.
It's not normal.
This is disturbing.
Game over.
All right. Alrighty then, so here we go for another test. Any minute now it could stop working or it could keep going at 48,000 hertz sampling rate. We'll have to wait and see if any of those jokers out there are correct. So we'll see. I've already turned off, now I have them turned back on again. So I drive, Norton, OneDrive, Amazon Music Photos, Skype in the background, and 4Team Sync, which is a utility that I use. So anyway, I've already tried tests with those, they failed. You know, Audacity still stopped, but people are still barking about 48,000 hertz sampling rate, possibly solving the solution. So no big deal there. Praise God. All right, so we're at the 3-minute mark, and we're still running. Hallelujah. So anyway, everybody's all excited about, as we know, the election. They're excited about Donald Trump. We see a lot of really strange things going on, like a whole bunch of folks coming out and pretending like, oh, no, we didn't really mean it. You know, kind of the CNN people, the various extreme left-leaning, call Donald Trump names kind of thing. They're all, kissing up to him right now. They're coming forward and saying that the vote count was legit, and that's just something they typically don't do. So that's a noteworthy sign. You also have Netanyahu kind of freaking out, and he's calling up Donald Trump, according to some of the reports that I'm getting right now. Netanyahu is calling Donald Trump and saying, well, what are we going to do about Iran? So he's trying to kind of hold, Donald Trump's head to the heat, as it were, the whole Israeli thing. And we all know that Trump has been very vociferous and very public about the fact that he doesn't want any war going on at all. Now, that's a good thing, if it were to be true amidst the presence of Nibiru, the Anunnaki. We know that Dafuk, alien being, he was involved in a lot of the Mill Lab meetings with Phil Schneider back when they were building the original Dulce base. These guys lived, this particular species of alien or fallen angelic alien tend to live about 400 years. Well, he's been showing up at these Trump events now, including even a Trump trial for quite some time. So the fallen angelic beings are exceedingly interested in the timing associated with what's going on today. They're never this public, and they're showing up a lot lately, or at least this one DeFook agent is. All right, now, that's very interesting to take note of, and that we know about the power signs and lying wonders. I have a audiovisual bite video on tribulation-now.org or tribulationnow.com, which you can see a large, it's very obvious, it's a very large mothership that is shooting a red laser beam down to the Earth, etc. So, we, you know, people are like, well, that's a Chinese satellite and this, that, and the other thing, and I'm like, nah, I don't really think so. There's been a lot of collaboration going on between the fallen angels and all that, all those, you know, the... Well, oh, it's the hidden space program, and I like look when I'm seeing a, like an enormous mothership, humongous UFO. We're at the 5:42 mark. That's a good sign. Shooting a red laser down to the ground, and you're looking at it on the video. That's noteworthy, you know. And I won't get into some of the other mechanics that I saw associated with the Maui incident and other things that just do not seem to align to anything but an alien mothership shooting these lasers down toward the Earth. They move too rapidly from one part of the Earth to another part of the Earth, and you know, without getting into a deep dive analysis of that, I've covered it on prior shows. The reality is that from a satellite or a geostationary satellite, it wouldn't be possible to do that. So anyway, I will remain of the opinion due to the video that I have captured or gotten copies of and placed on tribulation-now.org that these are aliens. Okay, and this particular group of species of aliens are obviously fallen angelic alien beings. Okay, and that's opposed to the quadrillions of other alien beings that are, you know, probably not very much involved at all in the things that are happening on the Earth, except for the Holy Watchers. Daniel 2:43, I think it is. I saw a Watcher, a Holy One. So everybody thinks Watchers are bad guys, but that's not the case. Sometimes God's angels do have to get inside a spacecraft in order to fully interact. They become men angels, like at Lot's house, like when our Heavenly Father and Sarai and Adam got together, you know, and Sarai or Sarah or whatever is like giggling. There ain't no way Abraham's going to have a kid. And our Heavenly Father was none too pleased about that, as you recall, and he was in a man body. Don't get me going on him bowing the heavens and, you know, Ezekiel's wheel and, oh my goodness. And, well, anyway. So, we got everybody out there turning to butter, really, really happy. I got my life back. I got my life back. I don't have to go to a FEMA camp. Not that I ever thought we would, based upon the timeline that's associated with the barley harvest, the wheat harvest, and the grape harvest. Now, the people in the wheat harvest, which would be the final harvest, we are now at 8:02. That is a miracle. It's getting, if we get past 10 minutes, we really got a miracle. But anyway, you know, we got a lot of dynamics that are just very indicative of something else, a number of something else's could happen between now and January 20th. We still have the jury is out right now on who has taken control of the House of Representatives. They have to certify the elective process in a very short period of time, and we don't have that count in. If that turns out to be a Democratic majority, they may delay things. We've got the 26th, where Donald Trump faces it's actually a sentencing hearing for a crime that supposedly they're holding him accountable for. So what are the rules about a president-elect having to go do a sentence? And does the Department of Justice that we know is more crooked than Satan, well, as crooked as Satan is himself, and I won't mention the Khazars, but, oh, I accidentally did. Whoopsie-daisy. So anyway, you know, Mayorkas and all that, the whole bunch of them. I mean, blink and go back and look. So anyway, the point that I'm getting to is that there's a lot of opportunity, and we know anything could happen between now and January. I'm not saying that I'm wishing one way or the other. I am divorced from all things of the earth. I want to be with Jesus as soon as possible. I don't like the challenges that are associated with living right now, and without getting into the details. And I know a lot of you are of the same opinion because you're going through very difficult times. I'm at the 9:53 mark. That is a miracle. Thank you, Jesus. All right, so we'll keep on going. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead and play the trumpet fanfare because we're past the 10-minute mark, and it has not stopped yet. It's a miracle, I say. It's a miracle. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Kids, what do you think about that stuff? That's some pretty cool stuff. 10:23. 10:23. Should we keep on trying, kids? What do you think? Spanky, where's the sign? Show me the sign, man. Okay, it looks like we're going to go ahead and move forward. We're setting the record at 10:33. Hallelujah. All right. So, anyway, let's get back to...
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria.
Mass hysteria. Okay, so we're going to continue this test because I did not go past my lunch period here. I've only been on this for a few minutes. And anyway, hold on a second. Let me go ahead and set a setting here. If I can, and I might not be able to, but I'm going to try. Coming over to sound, and then I'm going to come down to the input. And I'm going to click off the microphone for a second so that just in case somebody gets the notion of spying on me through my highly spyable, you know, Microsoft Surface laptop with all the gadgets for spying on people. 11:28. Another record. Wow. Looks like these guys with the 48,000 thing might have hit the jackpot for us. Hallelujah. So anyway. All right. So anyway, think about it. Why is it that the fake Joe Biden started wearing MAGA hats? Do you ever ask yourself that question? Do you suppose there's any possibility the reason he was doing that was because he was under duress? We do not know how that 7-foot-tall fake Joe Biden ended up where he was. Were they threatening his life? How were they forcing him to do that? Most people won't do that voluntarily, you see. So then, it almost seems like once he came to the conclusion that Trump was going to win the election, he started putting on the MAGA hat as a little sign. Kind of like, hey, don't really want to be here. Kind of like that little sign they teach the kids, you know, where they're supposed to clip their finger, you know, snap their, put their fingers together, you know, behind their back, you know, to let people know that they're being taken away by bad guys. All right, hopefully you know about that, and you've taught your little kids that by now. Right, kids? You want to have everybody be like, yeah, you don't want anybody taking it away. You don't want to, but I'm telling you, these people are creepy people.
This is their plan, people. These are demons. Just like the Bible says, it's basically an intergalactic invasion into this space through people. I'm telling you, it's what all the ancients said. It's what they warned of. It's what we're dealing with. They're demons. They're frickin' interdimensional invaders, okay? I'll just say it. Make fun of me all you want on CNN or wherever, but everyone already innately knows this. These people are not frickin' humans.
You know, that's an interesting segue to my next point. What happens when Borla and, you know, all these different people, Hillary for sure, 12-foot-tall Draco reptilian, which has wings and horns, second in command only to Lucifer, and what about the rest of the reptilians? What happens when they're not able to get their adrenochrome? So you see, if they can't get their adrenochrome and you try to lock them away, guess what happens? They lose the power that is necessary for them to remain shape-shifted. Guess what happens? They turn back in to reptilians. Now, unless they have some way, which could be possible, to manipulate the hologram that we're in right now, then they could very easily escape out of the containment area that they're in. You know, wherever. Or they shapeshift into reptilians in front of everybody. How many people do you think are going to come to Jesus if Hillary Clinton's behind bars and shapeshifts into a reptilian? While at the same time, Borla and all these other freaks do. I suspect Fauci and all that. I mean, all these entities that are at the top of the evil They're not, you know, and Skull and Bones, I mean, don't even get me going. There's such a big list there. I mean, they're all going to shapeshift. You know, what's left of George W. Bush, definitely going to shapeshift. So anyway, you know, don't even get me going on the P. Diddy list. They have photographs and video of Kamala Harris doing all kinds of awful things at P. Diddy's operation, and also the Epstein list. They're all freaking out about that. There's rumors that a whole bunch of the Hollywood elite are getting out of town. Who knows what's going to happen? We really don't know. Now, again, let's reflect back over to the Nibiru thing and the Dafuk thing and the timing thing. Don't forget about Alice Bailey, you know, and her writing in regard, you know, that Dr. Walter Veith brought forward. I'm not going to bother to look it up, but if you've been listening to the program, you've heard it, where Alice Bailey wrote in something like 1953 that the hierarchy of darkness would rise up in 2025. Let's not forget about Chamel sending me that mysterious dream where a person, you know, vision where they saw January, February, March, April, May calendar all filled up with stuff. But then when they flipped to June, the page was white. And that just happens to be when Sukkot is. And Sukkot is followed by the counting of the Omer, which is sheaves of barley that end up in Pentecost, where a lot of people believe is a candidate for the rapture. Now then, and a lot of most people point to Yom Teruah, but they also don't know about the wheat harvest, the barley harvest, and the grape harvest. I don't know what they think Luke 12, 35, 36, and 37 is talking about, but there's plenty of other scriptures I could go into to demonstrate it. Matthew 22 talks about how the great king sent out other servants. Well, what happened to the first group? Well, we know, don't we? And don't get me going on Revelation chapter 12, where it has the woman that is taken away on two wings of a great eagle to a place of safety where she is fed for times and half a time. Why in the world would she be fed? What's the point of even saying anything about her being fed? If she isn't going to be at the wedding supper of the Lamb, then there's no reason to even mention it. But wait. When you read further, after the dragon is cast down to the earth, day of the Lord, Revelation chapter 12, I'm sorry, 6 verse 12 through Revelation 6 verse 17. And the day of his wrath has come, and who is able to stand? 1 Thessalonians 5, 9 says, we are not appointed to wrath. All right, so when you look at all these dynamics and you see these in play right now, you have to ask yourself, we know about the teeter-tottering of the global financial collapse. We have no ideas if Trump is going to be able to manipulate BRICS and try to convince them to stop. My answer would be absolutely not. They would never come that far, knowing that Trump would only potentially be there for a few years and they have to restart the whole thing all over again. So that just doesn't make any sense. Besides, Putin is highly suspicious at this point because we have basically broke every agreement with NATO. Now, granted, Trump can be against NATO all he wants to be, but I don't think Putin is going to let his guard down. They've already been killing his citizens. All right. So anyway, there are dynamics in play. Iran, would like to not have to go to war, but they're still standing their foot. Their footing is the same. They're ready to attack Israel and do it humongously. Of course, Netanyahu is concerned because he's got Israelis by the quadrillions. Who knows how many there are? There's no statement as to count. They can't tell how many it is, but they're literally going up to his one of his homes and chanting, you know, Netanyahu, you're a traitor, you know, that kind of stuff. You know, they want him out, okay? And it's just crooked. And then, of course, he calls up Donald Trump, tries to kiss up, and, you know, what are we going to do about Iran? And all this kind of stuff, kind of playing the thing. And, I don't think Trump's going to fold. Trump knows that Netanyahu doesn't like him. Okay, when Netanyahu went down to Mar-a-Lago to meet with him, Trump did a hand signal that only you got to know what you're looking at. He held his hand upside down, forcing Netanyahu to put himself in a submissive position, which you never do to His Excellency Netanyahu. And so Netanyahu, to consummate the handshake, puts his hands on top of Donald Trump's upside down hand, which allowed Donald Trump then to place his other hand on top of Netanyahu's hand. That is a major slap in the face. So right now we have a silent war going on between Donald Trump and Netanyahu. All right, and boy, the ramifications of that are fantastic. Especially given that Nibiru is out there and the Anunnaki and the Fallen Angels are attending these meetings and all these other things that are going on. Alice Bailey's commentary about the manifestation of essentially the Antichrist and all the evil ones. Kamala Harris with cast iron fencing around her home where she's probably hiding out right now, even though she's going to do a 4 o'clock. Who knows where she's going to be? She might even do it from inside of her house, whatever it is. It ought to be a pup tent, but that's a whole other story. All right, so anyway, you got all that. I wonder if the 7-foot-tall fake Joe Biden was putting on the MAGA hats because he was trying to send a signal, even though he put up a nasty gram on a video this morning, you know, against Trump. But so what? Everybody's all celebrating right now. Now, do we not think that they have a plan A, plan B, and plan C? I can't believe we're at 20 minutes and 26 seconds. This is absolutely too cool to be true. Right, kids? Oh, my gosh. This is like a total miracle. All right. As a matter of fact, let's celebrate a little bit here and take a moment to do a little bit of churning of the butter. Are you ready? Let's go. All righty then. Well, we can even do prayer vigils this way. How incredibly cost-effective and high fidelity. Portable, even. So anyway, So getting back to the dynamics that are in play, we got the 26th where we don't know what's going to play out there with our extremely crooked Department of Justice, an extremely crooked and bought off and blackmailed judges. All right, we don't know. You know, there's a sentencing, again, a Donald Trump crime sentencing event that's going to happen on the 26th. And that's totally up in the air because of the crooked people, the satanic worshipers, the baby killers are still in power. And who are they being run by? Guess what? We know. Obama, the Antichrist. When you take the Antichrist and you put it side by side with appearances of Nibiru, the sign of the Son of Man, in the horizon, it's really hard to imagine going through a full 4-year Trump presidency. But it could happen. If it does, if Donald Trump makes it all the way into the presidency, I'm going to take my junker of a 20-year-old car, although I really, really like it. It has a big Jesus sign on the back, but I might be tempted. I don't know. I got a lot of things I got to repair. I don't want to, like, I don't know. It's a lot of money. All right, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So, again, everybody's out there turning the butter. All of the Seven Mountains Mandate people believe that, you know, their heresy is now the truth from God. And all of the pillow prophets are all going, woohoo, see, I'm a real prophet. And all that kind of stuff. Well, you know, okay, fine. That's fine. And people are, look, you know, if I had a foot in the world, which I would rather not, you know, there's a side of me that would love to see Hillary Clinton behind bars, you know, shape-shifting into a Draco reptilian in front of, you know, CNN cameras, for crying out loud. That would be the best ever. I mean, I would order pizza and just, oh, man, it would be just, you know. But anyway, so all this being said, when you look at the total grant, you know, when you look at the whole overarching series of events that are occurring simultaneously. You map them back over to the Bible. You look at the Middle East. You look at Russia. You look at the footing. You look at the BRICS. You look at, you know, the Nibiru. You look at the multiple suns in the earth that have been, you know, or in the sky that have been showing up now for well over 10 years. You look at some of the prophecies, for example, that Bond's blog did. That one said that things will get so bad that you will barely be able to catch your breath between those items, those things that happen, the bad things that are happening. Okay, it talks about a time of darkness that we're going to have to walk through, but it doesn't say anything about a reprieve. There's going to be a period of peace that occurs, blah, blah, blah. Now, sometimes we are not given all of the details. Okay, God does not give us all of the details, so we do not know for sure. Maybe this is part of that peace and safety. Then sudden destruction comes and takes over the whole. Oh, my gosh, it's horrible. It could be something, you know, as awful as maybe, oh, I don't know, like perhaps a nuclear bomb. Thank you. like a scroll. But then, wait a minute, that kind of takes us back to the, looks like the problem is finally fixed. 25 minutes is a record. Okay, right, we got to have a little bit of cheering going on, I think. What do you think, kids? Come on, give me a cheer. All right. Okay. So anyway, we got the 26th event. We got all these other things that nobody pays any attention to that have been hidden to them and they don't know about. Defuque, Fallen Angels, laser beams from motherships. Think all this is going to just go away? Doesn't make sense to me. I guess anything is possible. Okay, hold on a second. Nick from the help desk here, your ticket with Tony got restarted. Oh, okay, hold on a second. Let me just see what's going on with that. Hey, John, Nick from the help desk. Your ticket with Tony got reassigned to me. I'm free until 1 p.m., but he's in Central Time, which means hold on a second. Let me type back to him. Let's see here. Let me get back to you in a couple. Hold on a second. Few minutes. Thanks! ! I got to have my Microsoft Word reinstalled. It's a long story. So anyway, so we got all these things going on simultaneously, and we can't lose sight of those. Now, I think I pretty much touched upon the vast majority of them, with the exception of, I think I might have mentioned it, but I don't know because I've done so many retests that I don't know what I said and what I didn't said anymore, or say anymore. Now, all that being said, okay, we've got a lot of things that have to go, that are open for occurring that haven't occurred yet. So we don't know what the outcome is going to be. Okay, so we got that. We also know that the war dynamics in the Middle East and Russia and all that kind of stuff could explode anytime now because Obama's still full in power. We know that he's got to be angry as a murder hornet, right? So you got those dynamics going on that are all part of the big picture. The Alice Bailey, the blank June calendar. I mean, the list just goes on and on. All right. So let's also take a look at another possibility that I think is so easy to forget. But back in the year of December 21st of 2025. Z3 News published, and we were monitoring at the time, an event will occur that will begin World War III, and there's no stopping it. Well, coincidentally, Z3 News had decided to put a nuclear explosion outside of a major city as the picture that went along with the actual prophecy, even though the words don't say specifically that that's necessarily what's going to happen. But we had Rachel on since then, and she seemed to think that that was highly likely. It says, look to Chicago, look to Miami, look to San Francisco, see what is happening. Now, this concept, this idea that the entities of darkness have a plan A, plan B, plan C, plan D, they always do. And we found that out from Robert Vandreas Mitchell. And yes, I figured out a way to actually bring guests on if I want to. I'm pretty sure that I could fire up Skype right now and it would allow me to have a voice-only Skype meeting with whoever I wanted to Skype with. So right there off the bat, may be a highly likely solution. Now, I don't want to do that now because it'll interrupt this program, which I'm not going there. But anyway, an event will occur that will begin World War III, and there's no stopping it. Okay. Now, what's Trump planning on doing? Stopping it. So what could this be, and what would the timing be? When would the most opportune time be? Could this opportune time have something to do with the large helicopters, the 12 large helicopters that were doing the evacuate the Capitol building drill? And the satellite phones that were given out to a whole bunch of people in the Congress? I don't know. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? Well, anyway, this is from, again, 2015 by Rachel Baxter, and she said, an event will occur that will begin World War III without debate, and there is to be no stopping it. Now, remember that Donald Trump seemed to be buying off wholeheartedly on the idea that Iran was involved in the assassination attempt. So somebody convinced him so, which, by the way, happens a lot. Which is one of the reasons why he makes colossal mistakes, you know, and never admits to them. But anyway, so, you know, like respirators and Operation Warp Speed, the hurry up and poison pretty much all the Earth's population, whatever. Anyway, so so it says an event will occur that will begin World War III without debate, and there is to be no stopping it. That's an interesting and very aggressive statement. It says all the planning and scheming has led to this. Wow, how apropos, given everything that's happened thus far. Many will lose their lives. Now we suddenly come back to that that audio bite that I've played. I could play it right now, but I'm not gonna do that. But anyway, let me see if we're still running. Oh my gosh, we're still running. Anyway, it goes on. It is important that you rest in the shadow of the Almighty. There's your dwelling in the secret place of the Most High, in order to qualify for Psalm 91. Your refuge and your strength. I come to you to hearken you to listen to all that I have to say. The underpinnings of this attack come not from afar, but from your own shores. Be not deceived. Well, could that be the Antichrist? That would be a Big Ten for Roger Wilco, good buddy. Right, kids? We got some smart Jesus kids here. Some seriously smart Jesus kids. Even though Spanky gets a little out of control sometimes. Don't you, Spanky? Oh, you're ganging up on me now, I see. Okay, I got you. That's all right. Never mind. All right, so praise God. So anyway, it says, it's important that you rest in the shadow of the Lord. You heard that. And then the next part is, trust this good word. I desire my children to live in light just as I am in light. I wonder if that's a nuclear flash of light. No, I don't know. I doubt it. At least if you're not living in Chicago. See, and remember, it rains on the just and the unjust. And Isaiah 57:1, check that one out. All right, it says, see, the darkness covers the earth, and yet there are pockets of light that shine forth through the darkness. The abyss has not conquered it all. Well, this is true. It is my children of light who shall be victorious. Let no one, no more false flags confuse you. They say, look here, while over there a great tragedy is taking place. I will point you to the truth. I will point my children to all the truth which is in me. Look to Miami. Look to Chicago. Look to San Francisco. Now remember, San Francisco would be a place where the Cascadia subduction zone event, which is imminent. I have a friend that lives out in California and is constantly giving me updates on the Cascadia tremor. Some of them are surpassing the 6 on a Richter scale mark, which is very noteworthy for Cascadia, like right off the coast of Oregon. So anyway, there is definitely some concern out there about that. All right. But then you got the Luke, the Chicago thing. I don't know what the Miami thing is. That could have even been, who knows? And it could be something to come. We don't know. Now, oh, and what if they set off more than one? You got the Jericho TV movie that's highly prophetic. What if they set off a whole bunch? That's possible. There was some mention of, smaller nukes, suitcase nukes, and then them blaming Russia for it. Yeah. So is this a single event? Well, we don't know. The Chicago reference is interesting, though, because that seems to be the key. If they were to set off a ground-based, nuke that is very representative of the movie Some of All Fears, which happened to be the aria that they played at the end of every single RNC event that Trump went to, which I thought was highly suspicious, and the whole 45 plus 47 on the side of the MAGA hat, which when you add those numbers up together, they say 9/11. That's suspicious. And then, you know, I have to share this with you. This is kind of crazy, but then I got to call the tech support person. I got this earlier today from West Coast Walter, and let me see if I can find it. Yeah, Trump PSYOP. So I don't know if this is true. I really don't know. Now, I don't think it necessarily.